Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Parshas Bo. We were born in Mitzrayim. Uldosayach v'yom huledet osach. Navi says in Yecheskel. We're born. We're born in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was born in Mitzrayim. We say our davening during Yontav atav v'chatanu mikol amim. V'charta atav v'chatanu is in Mitzrayim. We're chosen. And as a result of the events that took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim that were formed but shaped our personality. So let's see some of the first signs of birth, as it were. Right? If we've seen the lessons of the Eser Makos and Parshas Vayera and here completed in Parshas Bo, let's see perhaps some of the some of those first signs. And after the Vlad has come out, after the baby has been born, let's see. Pasuk says, right, the subtitle over here is the Jewish people beyond the ravages of time. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor, ha'chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim rishon hu lachem l'chodshei hashana. The idea of this Chodesh being unique, Chodesh Nisan, says the Maral in Gvuras Hashem. Right? Says the Maral, Chodesh is Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodesh Hashana, Bamedrish, Meshabachar Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'olamo, when Kodesh Baruch Hu chose this world, right, to make the world, there's going to be a choice, there's going to be certain choice, a choice is made. Yaakov and his children will be chosen. There'll be a Chodesh of Geula. In that Chodesh will be the deliverance of the Jewish people from Egypt. It'll also be the same, the same month that Yaakov will receive the brachas from his father Yitzchak, and the same month that Yitzchak himself was born, and Yitzchak himself was ne'akad, according to this Medrash, right? And the future Geula will be linked also to Nisan. This idea of Rishon. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodoshim, Rishon hu lachem lachodshei hashana. Maral says, the idea of Rishon, mipnei kach, this is in the Gvuras Hashem, here bolded and underlined, mipnei kach, nesar hachometz, shenaseh be'arichus hazman, sheshohe lachachmitz, val inyan, hageula kach haya, ki lo hispik batzekes avosein lachmitz, in other words, freshness. When something starts before the ravages of time, before things begin to disintegrate. Purity. The Jewish people, the month of Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Zelachem, is a month of newness before the wear and tear, right, of the world has its effect upon us. Just as the difference between making chometz and making matzah. Chometz, right, you let it sit, it rises, you punch it down, it rises, you punch it down, it rises again, you roll it, eat it. It's all a matter of waiting for things to take place. Things begin to ferment, things, as it were, begin to change. Things become illusionary as the dough rises, etc., etc. But matzah is that pure moment at the beginning. It's very interesting. The Maral chose this idea of the flour, the dough. Well, he speak batzekes avosin lachachmitz, right? That's a funny thing, because when you think about it, I mean, the mitzvah of matzah existed, right? Was given to us. Before we left Mitzrayim, the mitzvah was to eat it with the Korban Pesach. And yet, they make such a big deal out of the idea that our dough didn't have time to rise. That was after we left Mitzrayim. That was after the fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah. On the Leil HaSeder, Right? You'll note, remember when you get there. Matzah zushan ha'ochlim. This is the last Russian from the Agora. Matzah zushan ha'ochlim ha'shuma. Why ha'shum shall he speak? Betzekem. Right? Betzekem shall avosin ala betzekem shall avosin la'achmitz. Right? Their dough didn't have a chance as a word to ferment. Ad shenigla aleihem melech malchiam lochim ha'kadosh baruch hu ga'olim until ha'kadosh baruch hu took them out. Shenem rabbi yofus ha'betzekem shavotzim mitzrayim ugos matzos ki lo chametz ki gorshu mitzrayim. So right there, they baked the dough. There was no time for it to become chametz. They had to, they couldn't tarry in Mitzrayim, and that was it. They went out to, huh? That's the matzah that we eat. The matzah we eat is because it was a tzivu already the night before. Not the matzah that everybody called that when they were leaving. Elam, minashamayim, right? Minashamayim, their matzah. It's not the mikra, not just by chance that they had no time to leave and it didn't rise. That's the way Hashem arranged it, that they should leave in a way that they leaving should be linked with the matzah. No time to rise, no time to be miskalkel, no time as it were to ferment, no time to lose the energy, the excitement, etc. The purity. The revelation of the true nature of things before they start getting messed up. It's interesting. Here we see the reality is where it emanates from the mitzvah. The mitzvah has this concept in it, and it actually became manifest as they left Egypt after they'd already fulfilled the mitzvah the night before. Further, this is one idea, as it were. This idea of we were born into a system of, right, don't be machmitz, the mitzvah. Don't tarry. Do. Go. That doesn't mean to be impulsive. But don't follow the beat of the Torah's drum and go. Don't hem and haw. Take the ball and run with it. Further on, Tabru will call it Asriel and Mobasola Khurish Kulachem Ish Selave Savosila Bayas, the taking of the Paschal lamb, whether it be a lamb or be a kid, right, a goat, etc. So this already was done already 4 days before. It's true that the mum, we have to check before to make sure there's no mum, there's no physical blemish on an animal, but they had to take it even 4 days before. Says the Gruas Hashem, once again the Maral. Va'ol b'shvius haPesach hazeh moral sheYisrael him lechelik Hashem Yisbarach. The Korban Pesach shows that the Jewish people are kov yochol, they are the portion of Hashem in this world. They are marching to the beat of Hashem's drum. Kosh b'yarn lamala Yisbarach lekamenod b'mneizet sriichim Yisrael sheYis achtu aydei mishpachos al Pesach zeh. The Korban Pesach is a symbol. Right? A symbol of oneness. Several different aspects of oneness. Here, the Maral is mentioning the idea that we eat it all together, one mishpacha together, or shcheinim, neighbors together. We become a chabura. We become one unit. Ki ha-mishpachos mis'achtim b'meh sheheim basar echad. Oh, korov elav shem shcheinim yachad v'chol inyan ha-korban yesh yeh mora ki korban zeh l'keil echad l'chach yu mis'achtim alav. Where there is achdus, once again, another fundamental principle of being Jewish. First, we're marching to the beat of grab the, what do you call it, the mitzvah, and take the ball and run with it. Don't let Olva Zeh come and ferment your Jewish decisions and distort them. Two, achdus. It was eaten b'chabura. Why? Because Hashem is kel echad. And Hashem is kel echad, that means the driving force is always to search for the point of Hashem's absolute will in everything that we do, to find that point, to find Hashem echad, not to be torn about in all sorts of scattered directions, etc. But in order to be able to find that point of Hashem's will, in life's occurrences, life's events, in objects, into personal relationships, in events that come, swirl around us or fill us, etc., to find what does Hashem want from me over here. So it requires that we be echad with one another as well. If the concept of pirud is constantly filling my mind, I'm jealous of this one, I hate that one, right? I look down on that one, etc. I don't feel the sense of achdus, like the Ramak says, that the yisod of shechinta begalusa is sinas chinam. It's very simple, because we, as a whole, between all of us, the Torah will be mekuyim. We can't all, right, do every single mitzvah. Some are not shaykh to one person, shaykh to another person. But even above and beyond that, even the mitzvahs where we are, right, we do have an equal responsibility in them. But the way that I do it and the way you do it are not the same, because my nurture, my nature is not the same as yours, and yours is not the same as mine. Your background is not the same as mine. My background is not the same as mine. Your strengths, my strengths, your weaknesses, my weaknesses are not the same. So each one of us contributes to this immense tapestry. But if there's no achdus between us, then it's highly unlikely, and let's be called spade a spade, it is impossible for us to be focused on Hashem is Echad and to always be determined to do His will as we travel down the corridor of life. This is also true, as the Mara once again points out, the Gvuras Hashem, v'ochlus abasa b'layla azetz li'eshu matzosal merorim yochlu. Once again, here in Parshas Bo, the eating of the Korban Pesach. We eat it al matzos umrorim. Says the Maral, the Korban Pesach, right, whom the Chinuch talks about the idea we don't break the bones, etc. The Maral talks about the idea we're sacrificed at a unique time, Bein Arbayim, etc. It's all pointing to oneness. Oneness between one another, and oneness vis-a-vis Hashem, recognizing that Hashem is one. Hashem is one. And therefore we eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah, which the Maral already mentioned, is a symbol of Cheirus, and Moror, which is the symbol of Avdus, to teach us that Hashem is the source of everything. Hu HaMochetz, He is the one who creates the Mechitza that separates us from His light. He crushes. There are times of Din, Hu HaRofein, He's the one who heals. Even the Din, we know, is for a purpose of Chesed, but that's lost upon our sensory system. We can believe that it's all Chesed, but at the moment it's extremely painful. Don't we know that, right? But it all is ultimately Chesed. That's why, just sort of say parenthetically, that's why Levi Yitzchak Berdichev says, the Ketushas Levi says, that's why we finish off the first bracha, the bracha of Ashgacha in Shmona Esrei, Magid Avram, is because even though each one of the Avos, as it were, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, revealed Hashem's presence in the world, His Ashgacha in the world, in different ways. Avram Chesed, Yitzchak Din, Yaakov Tiferes, again, I don't want to get lost in the roundabouts, it's not a topic at the moment. But with Chosim, Magid Avram, why? Because everything is ultimately the Chesed. Even if along the way the path is not a sweet one but a bitter one, it's all a chesed. But in event, Huabochet, Huarofe, we eat the Korban Pesach al Matzos Umrorim. Achdus, oneness with one another, the Chabura, right? Oneness in recognizing Hashem is one. This is all attitudinally, as it were. Now let's go to another step. Mishmeres, says Rashi. Right? We check and make sure there's no mum for 4 days. Upmibne ma, says Rashi. Right? This is in Perikud Beis Pasuk Vav. Upmibne ma, hikdim l'kichosel shchitoso arba'yamim. You can check and say with a mum beforehand. Why do we have to be osik and taking it, bringing it, tying it to the bedpost, etc.? 4 days. Do it right before. Mashalot Siva came to Pesach Adoros. Pesach Yiv and every and all the generations of Pesach here, Dafka, they had to do this. Hayrav Vasi ben Charash Omar, Charash Omar, Areyu Omer, Ve'ebor Leich Ve'erech, Ve'ne Itcha, Eish Dodim, Megia Shavua, Shnishbat to the Avram, She'egarel Es Bonav. The Medrash says, Lampasi Cheska, I passed over you, and you were, as there was a time of love, but you're not ready. Right? like it says in the Haggadah, as the Psukim in Yecheskel continue, "Vat Iron Verya." Not developed. You have no clothing. What do you call it? Klal Yisrael. What's with you? You're missing. Dam Pesach v'dam Mila. Hashem gave us, as it were, in order to be able to enter into this relationship with Hashem, right? It's not just in the machshava. It's not just in the idea, oh, Hashem is one, we are one, isn't it beautiful? Let's sing and dance, have an agila. That's great. The attitude is fundamental. Without the attitude, we're lost. Without the attitude, what do you call it, our actions become dead wood. But if our attitude doesn't lead us to actual mitzvahs, to do it, then we're also missing it, because we're living in a physical world, right? This is flesh and blood. We have to engage the body in the world of mitzvahs. And therefore, he gave us nasan shtei mitzvahs, dam pesach v'dam mila, shemalu ba'osa alayla. Right? They did mila. We were wallowing in our blood on Leil HaSeder. Shnei damim, dam brischa shalachti asirayach bibor in mayim abo. They were shtufim be'elilim. They were involved with idol worship. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, mishchu k'chulachem. Right? Take yourself, pull yourself away from the Avodah Zarah. From the Avodah Zalilim. K'chulachem tzon shel mitzvah. But what's the Hakdama, right? And this, we're going to be involved in taking the Korban Pesach for 4 days before, and they have to be involved in a mitzvah. And in the Rekha, in the backdrop of this, we have Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Why are these the backdrop, the Dam Pesach and Dam Mila? The Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila. The Dam Mila, first of all, says the Gurari, once again the Maral, it says is the blood, what do you call it, which stamps us. The Bris Mila stamps us that we're Avdei Hashem. Every Eved has some sort of symbol that shows he's a servant to an earthly master, or Lahavdil, to the creator, the source of all sources, right? The source of reality. The Rabbi Shalom. It's his stamp upon us that we are his Eved, that we are his Avadim, and an Eved also has to do Avoda, he has to show a service. Can't, not just enough that he's called a name and title. He has the title Eved. He has to do the work. Avoda, what says Avoda? Korban Pesach. So we're being involved in taking the Korban Pesach already 4 days before. The more that we're involved in a mitzvah, the more that we fill our lives with mitzvah. This is a very important point, I would say parenthetically. The Mefarshim say that the word mitzvah is Miloshon Tzavta. I think Shlah talks about it, I think. It's an old concept. Tzavta, not granny. Tzavta, tzadi, vav, tof, aleph. Every mitzvah we are together with Hashem. First of all, if we do mitzvahs anoshim milamada, if we do mar mitzvahs, right? Again, I'm pontificating here, right? I'm looking at myself in the Zoom screen, so it's like, you know, I didn't have to make fun and say, oh, I can look in a mirror. I'm actually looking at myself, so. I got the point. When we do mitzvahs anashim milumada, we do mitzvahs by rote, this whole idea of the experience of that I am now b'tzavta, I'm now together with Hashem as I do a mitzvah, is lost on us because we're doing actions perfunctorily. It goes without saying that when we live life and we don't interpret the events of life, the reactions that we need to react, events, pleasant, sometimes unpleasant, sometimes internal, sometimes external, objects that we come into contact with, relationships, etc. If we don't interpret it through the lens of mitzvah, we're not as conscious that we're together but tzavta with Hashem. But the fact is, life is filled constantly, 24/7, from the time that I get up in the morning to the time I go to sleep at night. As I come into contact with objects, money, this, that, the next thing, how do I relate to it? Do I relate to it through the lens of the Torah? Do I relate to it like, you know, like a guy in the street? And what do I do, a mitzvah? You know, when it happens to come my way. My life is filled with mitzvahs. My life is I should say, it's even more than that, just filled with mitzvahs. My life is waiting for a mitzvah interpretation of it. Because everything in life could either be an experience of tzavta, be together with Hashem, or an experience of, you know, whatever it is, whatever goes. Right? And the mitzvahs will be at some point that I'll bang into one, you know, oh wow, today I did a mitzvah. every instant to be tzavta. So therefore, we want to involve ourselves in mitzvahs. Therefore, the prologue, like the Gemara says, the Maral is where Avdei Hashem, that's the blood of Mila, and the blood of the Korban Pesach. We are going to do the Avodas Hashem. Once again, that Avoda, remember, that Avoda, symbolically, as it were, right, the Maral spoke about. It binds us together, and it binds us together with Hashem. All Echad, Echad, Echad. Further, Halel HaSeder, right? The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's learned here. It's true that there are some other psukim are brought, etc. This happens to be what we say to the She'enu de Lishol. This is what we learn the She'enu de Lishol from. It's true it's also used with regard to the Brasha. Etc. But the fact is that what we are speaking here, right, even though it's used also with regard to the Russia, but really the Pasuk itself is addressing directly the She'enu de Lishol. V'gadat levincha v'yomuhu le'mor ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. What is this ba'avur zeh? For the sake of this, Hashem did this for me as I left Egypt. So we see three different, amongst the Rishonim, three different approaches. Rashi says ba'avur zeh, ba'avur she'ekayim mitzvosa gom pesach matzo moro halolo. Right? Bavur zeh, bavur she'ekayim mitzvosav. So Rashi is understanding, bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. I was taken out of Egypt for a different type of life. Freedom for a Jew is not freedom, right, called to run around naked in the streets screaming like a lunatic, right? That's not freedom. I'm not born free like the lions of Africa. To be free is now for the purpose of Avodas Hashem. Really, that transforms, if you think about it, that transforms our life from a life that is extremely temporal. I mean, even if we live as long as Adam for 930 years, right? There's an end. There's an end. But if we live life, as it were, b'tzavta, in mitzvos, b'mitzvos, mitzvosa, together with Hashem, then this is a closed door, which leads to a traklin. And the traklin has no end to it. We're passing through a corridor, and the corridor leads to a banquet hall, and the banquet hall has no end to it. I don't mean to make it sound overly culinary with a banquet hall, but we call it, right? There's no end to Olam Haba, eternity. It's a ticket to eternity. So Rashi says the Bavur says, you were taken out to be a Mekayim Mitzos. Rashbam says, Bavur Zeh, She'asalim nisim b'mitzrayim ani oved avodah azos. What does that mean? Because Hashem did for me miracles, therefore I do this avodah? I dare say that what it means is, in the Rashbam, right? Hashem transformed me. Hashem showed me. I'm lifting you up to a different plane. You are on a different plane. I turned the world inside out and upside down for you. You saw it in Mitzrayim. You're going to live your life differently. Because we have seen that Hashem is dealing with us, as it were, on a different plane, to the beat of a different drum, we will conduct ourselves accordingly. We will live a different life. It's a different approach. It's all true. And finally, Ibn Ezra says, Ak perish ba'avur zeh ba'avur zos ha'avodah shu achilas matzah lo yechochamet shu tchilas ha'mitzah shetziv lon Hashem asal lon Hashem osos ad she'otzer Mitzrayim. Different. What are we worthy to be recipients of Hashem's hashgacha on a qualitatively and more intensely yet connected level? Is we are people who are osuk b'mitzvahs. So we have three approaches here. We have Rashi, right? Why was I taken out? To be kind of mitzvahs. Rashbam, Yeah. What is the activity of Kiyum Mitzvahs? It is the expression of my living, right? Upon this higher plane, which Hashem has showed me that I've been propelled to this higher plane by virtue of the fact that he negated so many of the laws of natural laws in order to show that I'm on a different plane. And therefore, my conduct should be a conduct that's different. It could be a conduct of mitzvos. And Ibn Ezra says, if I didn't have any mitzvos, this is something we saw earlier in the Maral, if I didn't have Dam Mila, Dam Pesach, if I didn't have the Korban Pesach, etc., Hashem would have nothing to raise me up with. But now, because I've connected myself to a mitzvah, therefore I'm worthy of a different level of Hashgacha. Further, we're introduced to Tefillin. Tefillin in this parsha. Right? We know that it's going to come back later on in Sefer Dvarim. It's going to come back in Parshas Veschanan, Parshas Ekev, etc. But here's our introduction to it here. Here in Parshas Bo. V'ayilach ha'os al yadcha u'zikaron b'ninecha. Right? L'man tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha ki b'yad chazakah hotziyacha Hashem b'mitzrayim. So we're told, right, there will be an os, there will be a symbol, right, on your arm, and commemorative, a zikaron, to awaken the zikaron, whatever, b'ninecha, between your eyes, right, on the top of the head, between your eyes, that way, not between our eyes, by our eyebrows. L'man tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha, in order that the Torah should come out of our mouth. As the koach of tefillin on the arm and upon the head gives us the ability to say divrei Torah. Ki b'yad chazaka tziyacha Hashem Mitzrayim. For Hashem has taken us out with a yad chazaka from Mitzrayim. Says the Sfasemes, b'mitzvah tefillin. La'os l'zikaron. That's our pasuk here. L'man tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha. The Ikar Tefillin him la'orer ha'osios shechasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nafshos b'nei Yisrael. Tefillin, when we bind the Tefillin on ourselves, right? This awakens the imprint of Hashem's name upon our souls. You hear this? It's very fascinating. I mean, when we put on Tefillin, right? So we know that we have the shins on either side, right, three-headed shin, four-headed shin on either side of our shalosh. We have the dalad in the kesher behind the shalosh, and we have the yud on the kesher of the shalyah that spells the name of Hashem Shakai, shin dalad yud, shin dalad yud. The putting on of the tefillin of Hashem's name upon us, as it were, energizes the imprint, the name of Hashem that's already written upon our souls, and the result is Divrei Torah comes out of our mouths. Koach haneshama b'guf ke'askoras b'gvilim. Right? As Chazal have taught us that the koach of the neshama, the koach of the neshama upon the in the guf is like the writing of Hashem's name upon the klaf. If you remember when Chanina ben Trajon was burned, right, to death. So his Talmidim asked him what he saw. He said, Osios, right, called Gvilim Nisrafim. The Gvilim, the parchments of myself, are being burned. The goof is being burned. The Osios, right, and the letters, the Shemos Hashem, are flying upward. Rakshal Yidei Tefillin Yecholim Lahotzi HaTorah Mikoach HaLapol. Beliba Lepuma, from the heart into the mouth. That's the Koach HaTefillin. So first of all, we have to understand that when you see, you know, You see, we take things for granted. Tefillin is, what can I say? You hear the stories about Jews who were Moser Nefesh for Tefillin. Jews who, right, a few years ago I spoke about this, Rav Yosef Weiss, a simple Jew. But when the Nazis caught him in the camp one time with Tefillin Shirosh, he drove his rifle butt through his mouth, knocking out all his teeth. Right, because he's wearing the tefillin, threw the tefillin onto a junk heap. He assumed he had killed the young bachur Yosef Weiss. He was pretty badly mauled. He wasn't dead though. and with a lot of bit of strength, right, he went back and reclaimed that Shel Rosh. And he put it on again the next day. And we, I'm not being kind when I say we. Tefillin are meant to awaken. Yeah, as we put the Shem Hashem upon us, they awaken the Shem Hashem that's written in us. And it can't just remain in the world of the abstract and the intellect and Divrei Torah. Now we speak Divrei Torah. It says over here, "Va'il osal yachol zikron beni nechla manti atoras Hashem beficha ki b'yad chazaka hotzi achla Hashem Mitzrayim yad chazaka." I find this terminology quite a bit. This one says, "Ki b'yad chazaka hotzi achla b'shanoso es ateva bilti nifsadim." So the Sforno says the term Yad Chazaka means Hashem's Shinui HaTeva. Shinui HaTeva. So the tefillin are meant to make us aware, if we think back, and I call it, let's say, as the Rashbam said, but it's actually everybody, but let's say the Rashbam. Right? The Yad Chazaka shows we're marching to the beat of a different drummer. Hashem did for us Teva. They changed the Teva. He changed the Teva. We're marching on a different plane, the beat of a different drummer. And therefore, right? Therefore, it behooves us to place Hashem's name upon us in the form of the tefillin, and thereby cause the name of Hashem, which is written in us, the soul upon the goof, to begin to speak, to begin to conduct ourselves with Torah, to live Torah, to speak Torah, to think Torah, to breathe Torah. Further. Meshech Chachma says, "Vayel lechol os al yadchol zikron ben yinecha. Os ne'emar inyan he'emanosu l'haba." And os, says the Meshech Chachma, is a symbol that you can count on me in the future. Zikron, right, is remembering the past. Remember the past. Also, Yodcha Zikaron Beninecha. I have to remember what Hashem did for us, and at the same time recognize, right, and know what Hashem will do for us. Zikaron and Os. And Os. Right? He will be Goelas. Just as he was golden from Mitzrayim, he took them out, not only of their physical, lowly state, but from the influence of Mitzrayim. We were like, after all, like a calf, an unborn calf. We were like the fetus inside the mother cow, says the Medrash. We were living, thinking the same way. Hashem extracted us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. So too, He will take us out of this Golos. Further, the Meshech Chochma says, "Os la yotchol zikron b'ninecha," right? It says the idea, right, of placing the shalyad next to the heart, right? In the shalyad, let's just get the reality down here. In the shalyad, all of the parshas of tefillin, all the parshas, yeah, Kadesh, Vayakiv Yacha, Shema Yisrael, Vayim Shema, are all on one cloth, all in one box. In the Shel Rosh, they're in four distinct sections, each one, right? Machlok is exactly how the order is between Rashi and Beit Hotam. But then four sections. Shel Yad 1, Shel Rosh 4. They are on our arm next to our heart. They are on our head, right? Between our eyes, as it were. And it says the Meshech Chachma, that we're dealing with also over here, is the relationship that Hashem has with us, that He's showing through putting His name, right, His name upon us, on our heart, near our heart, and on our head, we call it, near our place of vision. He says, Pasuk says, Hayu Einai V'libi Sham Kol HaYamim. It says in Melachim. Einai is, Hashem talks about his eyes, the way Hashem is Mashkiach, the way he guides and guards the world. Lev is a symbol of love. It says in Meshav Chachma, so in such an exquisite fashion, as we put the tefillin upon our arm, all the parshas are together. All the parshas together. Every Jew, right? There's no distinction, right? All together, Hashem loves us. But in the Shorosh, each compartment is separate, because Hashem's hashgacha, Hashem's connection to that person, the way Hashem guides the person's life, depends on how he, what he's putting into his connection to Hashem. Here it's not a matter of that we're all equal. The love is all equal. The hashgacha, the way Hashem, are you plugged into my system? You're not plugged into my system. You're partially plugged into my system, right? Right? I mean, everybody's living in the world, right? What we call the Hottentots are also living in the world. They're all mushkach. Everyone is guided by Hashem's will, right? There is no such thing as something happening without it being ultimately Hashem's will. But there are different levels, different fashions, right, of hashgacha. The more intense hashgacha pratis is for people who are completely always in a tete-a-tete with the Ribbono Shalom. For those of us that it's further away from our toda'ah, from our consciousness, etc. So in turn, right, our hashgacha becomes less pratisdik, as it were. Shorosh, a symbol of hashgacha, different levels. Right? Just like the Dalet Minim, says the Meshech Chochma on Sukkos. There are those who are like Esrog, those who are like the Lulav, those who are like the Hadassim, those who are like the Aravos. Each one in their combination of connection to Limud HaTorah and Asiyas Mitzvos. Right? Shal Yad, altogether all loved. Shal Rosh, level Hashgacha. What you put in is what you take out. And here it says, now let's go down, right? We see there's another reference to tefillin here in our parshios here. It says the term that we're going to address right now, chuzik yad. Remember we said before, it said yad chazaka. So Sforno told us that was the way Hashem revealed himself, right, with nisim and iflos. Chuzik yad appears in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, right? And in Pasuk Tezayin, in the discussion of Tefillin, once again, Vayelos al Yodcha. No, Yodcha is written here Yad Dalad, Yud Dalad Chafei. That's not the normal way you write Yodcha, right? That's Yad Keha is a remiss to the weakness, right? Lototavos bin Echka, right? Kibachosek Yad Hotsiyano Hashem Mitzrayim. Chosek Yad. What is Chozek Yad? It says a Chassam Sofer, right? He was Chozek Yad Otzi Hashem in Mitzrayim v'lo ye'achel chameit. It said earlier, remember? Chozek Yad Otzi Hashem in Mitzrayim v'lo ye'achel chameit. The Chassam Sofer says, what is lo ye'achel chameit? So it's using like a non sequitur at the end of the Pasuk. Hashem took us out of Chozek Yad, and you won't eat, and you should not, the chametz should not be consumed. So he points out such an interesting thing. On Shavuos, the time of Matan Torah, they bring a korban of shei alechem, which is chametz. It's chametz. Right? Why? Because chametz is always a symbol of, as it were, the involvement of olam hazeh, right? That we talked about before with regard to matzah. Ordinarily, we have no chametz in any of our offerings. But Shavuos, when we reach the pinnacle of our connection, we have conquered olam hazeh. L'shem Shamayim, our korban then is chametz. But in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we weren't holding there. The Chozek Yad is Hashem took us out, right? Even though we weren't ro'i, we weren't worthy. And therefore, v'lo ye'achol chametz. We weren't worthy yet. The Chozek Yad is, in spite of ourselves, He took us out with great strength. Yad Chazaka is the fashion. He showed wonderful miracles. Right? The Chozek Yad speaks to the fact that we weren't worthy, had to overcome our unworthiness. He took us out, and therefore we don't eat chametz. It's Yisrael. That's to wait for Matan Torah. Here it says, I mentioned in this pasuk, it says, "Vay laos al yadcha." So Chazal say Yad Keha. Says the Kli Yakar. L'chach yizkir Yad Keha lahorash shelo bekoach yigvar ish kim laShem haMilchama. Person does know that his hand is weak. Tefillin is put on the left hand, left arm. It's weak. L'fishiyad haAdam Keha v'chalusha milasos gedola oktana im lo ki Yad Hashem asa. Zos hamachzik biyada. Hashem does. So this is a balance, right? It's a balance, an incredible balance. The tefillin, on the one hand, point to, right, how Hashem is treating us, right? Quote, we're marching the beat of a different drummer. We are unique people. I received through the miracles I did for you. A love I have for you is complete, right? The love I have for you is unbelievable, is incredible, right? It's absolutely incredible. The hashkacha, depending on your madrega, etc., right? All very lofty. These are the psukim of The next pasuk reminds us, but don't become too full of yourself. Right? You need a balance. We are a great people. Don't become too self-absorbed. Don't super glue your thumbs to your suspenders. Remember that tefillin is put on your Yad Kehad, your weak hand. Why? Because without Hashem, you wouldn't be able to do any of these things. We are great. We are exalted. Hashem loves us. Yad Chazakah. Okay? Don't get carried away. It's Rechozak Yad. It's on Yad Kehad. Without Hashem, right? You don't have anything. The balance. The balance. We're exalted because the Creator makes us that way. Right? And without Him, we have nothing. Things a little bit of a taste of Atav Chatanu Mikolamim. We were born in Mitzrayim, and these are concepts. These are concepts that need to be ingrained, not just in our brain, but in our souls, in our affect. And God willing, after the birth, the child will continue to develop to maturity, right, and be successful in all of his endeavors. Us and all of Klal Yisrael, Amen. Take care. Be well.